Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one.
What is so funny? This is as appropriate as appropriate could be, Harry. It's Bill Leff, it's Harry Tynowitz. What a game yesterday as the Loyola Ramblers shocked a lot of people and stole one. They stole one.
It was a great victory, huge. Not just for Loyola, but for all of Chicago. And yeah. The only team in the state of Illinois that we can cheer for right now.
Who better to talk to than the biggest fan of the Loyola Ramblers, team chaplain for the Loyola University of Chicago NCAA tournament bound basketball team. Not just bound, they're in it. Sister Jean joins us right now. Sister Jean, be honest. How excited are you yesterday and today?
Oh, yeah, I can hardly believe it. And this morning when I woke up, I said, no, it's not a dream. It's surreal. It was just so perfect. We had a little struggle in the game because Miami was seated in a better place than we were. But we were determined. Our team was united. And they just did what they're supposed to do and go Ramblers.
Yep.
Sister Jean, I thought that your guy got fouled on the play possession before that when you guys missed a shot and your guy got the rebound underneath the basket and went up for a shot. I thought there was a foul call. How do you keep from yelling at the officials when they blow a call during a big game like that?
Well, of course, many times I have little things or big things to say about the referees, but I have to kind of keep it to myself. And I know the coach can't talk about it. The guys can't talk about it. But I always say that I can talk about it and get it out of my system. But it paid off.
It did pay off.
It paid off.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind, Sister Jean? I hope you don't mind to say how old you are. Usually I wouldn't ask a guest, but I already know the answer. Is it okay to say?
Of course, I'm 98.
98 years old.
Once a woman gets a certain age, she's proud to say how old she is. There's certain periods in life when nobody wants to say how old he or she is.
Right.
My wife has our kids say that she's 10 years older than she is, so everybody thinks she looks great.
Oh. How about that? That's beautiful. So what would you say that part of your zest, your enthusiasm, is this team? Are they keeping you young to some extent?
Oh, this team gives me life, and I say as I deal more and more with students this age, they keep me young at heart. That's what's important.
Sure.
And I learn new words every year and learn a lot every year from them. And this team is special because they are so united. They are a team. They're truly a team. They like each other, and they're not afraid to share the ball on the court.
Mm.
And that's what they did yesterday. They knew by that time Dante was hot. He was a little cold in the first half, but he did other good things, but he didn't make points. But when we were, it was pushed and shoved to push, and they knew Dante would do it.
Now, you're okay with a guy named Dante because Dante's Inferno wasn't the prettiest picture. You know that, right?
Well, I have to say that I've known Dante for many years because his brother was a basketball player at Loyola, too.
Oh.
And so I think it just runs in the family.
So are you helping recruit? Are you, like, going off to the Simeon and these other top high schools and helping recruit players to the team?
Oh, no, that's up to Porter and the other coaches. And I have to say that they've done a great deal of hard work to get the young men, that they have. And people always say to us, you know, take some more of the Chicago young men. And I think I know he's trying to do that. But we also get talent from other spots. And you could see that on the court yesterday.
Now,
and you'll continue to see it.
How realistically, Sister Jean, how far do you expect the Ramblers to go? Do you expect them to win a couple more games?
I do. I told someone else on your channel the other day that I had two brackets. I had a Cinderella dream bracket,
mm-hmm.
and I had a realistic bracket. And he said, well, we know what the Cinderella one is, so we're not going to talk about that. I do have Loyola going to the Sweet 16.
Oh, nice. I hope you're right.
I keep saying today when people talk about tomorrow night's game, I say, oh, Tennessee, watch out. Here come the Ramblers.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you mentioned Dante. So there's 9 seconds left in the game yesterday, and Miami misses the front end of a free throw. The Ramblers get the rebound. They come racing down the court, and everybody goes to the ball handler who passes it off to Dante Ingram. That wasn't a three-pointer, Sister Jean. That was so far away, it should have been a four-pointer.
NBA line.
Right. How religious did you get when that ball was in the air?
Oh, I said my Hail Mary. Beforehand, we had asked. We always pray ahead of time at the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And so my prayer included, as I always say, good and gracious God, I said, we're very confident going on this court today. And God, I said, we do need your help, but we'll do our share. We'll play our best. We'll play with our hearts. We'll play with our heads. We're confident. We will keep away from the fouls, and we'll try to steal the ball. And we don't want to get hurt. We hope the referees call the game as they should, freely for each time, very fairly. And we just have to get in there and do this, and we want to see the big W when the buzzer goes off.
Yep. Sister Jean, they always show the crowd, like if you watch the World Series or the Super Bowl, the NHL Finals, they show the crowd, and you see a lot of people all of a sudden finding religion and praying during those last moments. You must have like an express lane, though. you've put your time in. Your prayers must be answered very, very quickly.
Well, the team spirit and the teamwork and the coaches work too. It's really their celebration. And our fans, we had so many fans there yesterday that I believe you could hear us all over the stadium.
Yep.
And so it was fantastic. People came from distances and came in buses and planes and all that just to be with us. And they were all wearing their Loyola signature scarf, which, by the way, everybody in the tournament wants to buy our scarf.
I'm sure of it.
Even though they're not their school colors.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. It just makes me want to cheer for Loyola, and it makes me want to play Where's Waldo? Sister Jean, you're 98. When you went to college, was God a student there?
He was always in my life.
Oh, good.
Does this make you think of the 1963 Loyola championship team, the only team from Illinois to ever win the entire tournament?
Oh yes, and I'll be honest, we don't want anyone else to win it. When Champaign was playing in the final game one time, we were just hoping that we would still be the only one to do that.
Wow. You take it very seriously. I like that, Sister Jean. That's great. Such an honor to talk to you. We were so excited to see the Ramblers win yesterday. We hope that it happens again. We hope they go as deep as they possibly can. But I can only imagine the thrill and excitement it must bring to you.
Oh, it does. It is so gratifying to see that after all this hard work that Porter and the team have put into it, that we reached this part of the tournament now. And our fans are great. And those fans who are not with us had a watch party at school. We couldn't have the whole school come here. But so they said that they just had a great time yesterday and that everybody was just so excited. And this is great to have this kind of spirit, especially as we get toward the end of the semester and then know that they go home just really happy about what we've done.
Sister Jean, I know that you are very much an integral part of this team, that you're sending emails to not only the head coach but the entire coaching staff after a game. Every player gets an email from you going over their game and sharing your perspective and keeping everybody's attitude positive. Now, the only negative I can find from this incredible season and this wonderfully exciting game yesterday is history has taught us that sometimes when these young coaches from these mid-major schools do very well with the team, then a lot of the big colleges come calling with these multi-million dollar offers. Have you thought at all about a school like, you know, the University of Connecticut or Louisville? You know, I'm trying to steal your coach from you.
Well, we all have that feeling, but our president has a written commitment to do what she can to keep him at Loyola. So
good.
That commitment should stand firm. Anyhow, I think that Porter really likes Loyola. He likes the spirit of the team. He likes the students. The students respect him. They say at a game, we want Porter, we want Porter. And so they have a very, very friendly connection with him. Porter graduated from Creighton University. He's well steeped in the Jesuit principles. And I think our students, our team members, learn more than basketball from Porter.
No doubt about that. Sister Jean, good luck the rest of the way, and thanks for talking to us today. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. The great Sister Jean. All right, let's do this.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick... Bye, Sister Jean. Thank you. A quick break, but
thank
I've
you.
Got some great prizes to give away. It's the St. Patrick's Day game. We need two contestants. Give us a call right now at 312-981-7200. We'll line that up next. It's Bill and Harry on WGN.